Welcome everyone to the Carolina Outdoors. Each week we come in to break down four different segments for your listening pleasure, and hopefully somewhere along the way you will be enticed to get out and enjoy a piece of our Carolina Outdoors. Today we're going to be excited to learn about a place that's not too far from the Charlotte metro area, a great opportunity for escape. It's a state park. It's a state park that we've talked about before, but it features a 80-foot waterfall, mountain streams, and more than 40 miles of trails for hikers, equestrians, and mountain bikers, especially if you like that strenuous output that mountain biking may provide, heading over to 20-plus thousand acres of South Mountain State Park, located in Burke County, named for, ironically, South Mountains.
Wow.
It includes a little bit of the Blue Ridge Mountains as well. And we're going to have a little bit of a throwback hiking report here on the Carolina Outdoors. First off, I'm Bill Barty, one of the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's. And joining me and here to do the South Mountain hiking report is Christopher Lawing.
Hey, I can't wait to get back out on that trail. I've been out there the last two weekends, and I plan to make it a tradition, so we'll see if I can carry it through to the rest of the year.
Well, we want to talk to you a little bit about this, because as we broadcast for many of our listeners early on a Saturday morning via the airwaves of WBT Radio as we blast up and down the Eastern Seaboard, there's several other people who may be listening to us via podcast, but Christopher, of special interest on a Saturday morning is we still have time to get up, get to the park as it opens at 7 a.m., but with the COVID-19 rules and regulations, all that we've heard about, of course, social distancing, we've talked about it frequently here on the program. Many of the state parks, in fact, all of the state parks have new rules that we must abide by. So before we even get to the enjoying the outdoors part of our conversation, will you talk to us a little bit about, of course, getting to the park, but you're there on a weekend. Extra people would be there. They're not allowing overflow parking, which South Mountain is known for having to, the park rangers and park staff have to direct traffic even on busy weekends out there. That's not going on as much now because of COVID-19. Will you ease our fears of going over there and just even being able to get into the park to enjoy it?
Sure can, Bill, and Carolina Outdoors listeners. So the thing is, there's two entrances, and the one entrance that is probably the most heavily used and the one that we've used is the Jacob Fork entrance, and that's the one on the Charlotte side of the park that most people are going to be accessing. So I can speak to that experience, and you're right, they have the parking at the visitor center and a couple parking areas at the camping areas before you get to the main parking lot. And once that main parking lot fills up, then they start, I guess, regulating traffic. So when there's two cars or two vehicles that come out, you can go on in if you're the first or the second vehicle in line. So if one car comes out, they let one in. If two come out, they let two in. So they let you know up front. It'll be a 15 or 30 minute wait. And it's actually a very smooth process. And it actually went quicker than that 15 or 30 minutes when I was there.
Well, of course, South Mountain is known for its ruggedness. It's got plenty of wildlife for us to enjoy, anything from deer to snakes to wild turkey. They're all there. Oh, let me also include trout. You mentioned Jacob Fork. That is the primary piece of water that's flowing through that. At the intro, of course, I said 20 plus thousand acres. There was an addition to South Mountain State Park, which helped the added entrance as well as that state park expanded. And I do believe to this day it is the largest state park in the North Carolina system. So we have that going for us. If you're just joining us, we're the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's, Bill Barty right here, Christopher Lawing right there. Christopher, there have been plenty of rainfall we all know about in previous weeks. So with that being said, Can you talk to us about Jacob Fork, the water that you saw? And we're going to let you take us on either hike that you did over there for the report. But one of the things I'm going to hone in on is the waterfalls and water flow that they have there, because when the water's flowing there, it really adds to the experience and to the beauty that it has there.
Sure. Well, right now, of course, with the water being up, that waterfall is a true waterfall. It is not a trickle of water. So it's quite an experience. And what's nice about it is that trail, which is the High Shoals Falls Loop, is 2.6 miles long. The positive part about it is if you're not really into hiking, you know, probably the first half or first mile of the trail is next to the water, and it leads you up to the falls, and that's right up to the falls. And it's kind of reminiscent of the Maid of the Mist up at Niagara Falls, because you get the wind that's blowing at you on the little patio or the overhang they have built. You also get the mist blowing at you, and it's a really neat experience. That water is loud, and you can hike above the falls, and some people were even swimming in the pools above the falls. I would not recommend that, but there were a lot of people doing that. There were also a lot of people swimming in the very cold water below the falls. And if you're faint of heart or just someone like me, I don't recommend that either. But hey, if you like cold water, that's a good place to be. Certainly a beautiful, beautiful spot. And then the remainder of that trail is mainly just hiking in the wooded area around the falls. But it goes far enough away from the falls that you actually lose sight and sound of it for a while until you come back into the trail at the bottom, which again, like I said, it's a loop. So it's a great trail depending on what you want to do. If you are just getting started and just want to do the half mile or full mile in, that's okay. Turn around and go back to the parking lot afterwards. Or if you want to do the full thing, it's easy enough to do that as well.
My kids always say when school is out, we visit a state park. I don't know if that's fair of them to put that on me, but South Mountain is one of my favorites to go to. And for all of our Carolina Outdoor listeners out there, just so you know, a few years back, they built a brand new park office. It's open till 5 p.m. I think it's 8 to 5. The park opens weekdays and weekends is open. Listen, the staff there is wonderful, and also they give out trail maps that you can utilize as you plan your day at South Mountain State Park. So don't think you're flying blind out into the wilderness. A wonderful, beautiful park office, again, relatively new, past few years or so, as well as the amenities of having a trail map for you to use and to pick your poison, so to speak, because although I did call it rugged and have that tougher terrain, you do not have to tackle the big hike as you progress into South Mountain State Park.
And Bill, that brings up a great point as well. In fact, one of the first trails off of that parking lot is a handicapped accessible trail. And what's really neat about that is it has little, not porches, but piers almost that come over the water. There's a lot of nature plaques that you can do the nature trail and learn about maybe the fauna and flora of the area, or the animals, or the history. There's even a kiosk that talks about the history with the Conservation Corps, the Civilian Corps back during the WPA days, as well as some of the homesteaders that used to live in the area. A number of the trails in the park beyond those we've talked about are actually old roadbeds that are just being used today as trails. And so it, depending on your skill level or your skill interest, it can accommodate anyone who is in a wheelchair to the most active trail runner on earth. I mean, it's a great range, a great variety that South Mountain offers.
So you told us about one hike, the High Shoals, but you've done two. So that one's 2.6 miles. Would you rate it moderate?
They rate it as strenuous, and I would actually say it probably is on the strenuous end of things. Mainly because once you get beyond the initial, you know, the water and the pools, that upper area is strenuous. But then you do come downhill for most of the rest of the trail. So that's always nice.
All right, we're talking about South Mountain State Park, Conley Springs, North Carolina, Burke County. This is a park that's been in the system since 1975. It has a rich history, and it's a rich allure of several different activities that you may want to participate in, from trout fishing, the Jacob Fork Stream. They also have wild trout that are available to you for you to fish as well. They have an equestrian center and 30 plus miles of equestrian trails for you to take on for you horseback riding brothers and sisters out there, but also for hikers and mountain bikers. I always wink a little bit when I say mountain biking up there, because those 17 miles of mountain biking trails up there are strenuous. They have a 17 mile loop that you can take on, but I had to push my bike, which is a no-no for a lot of mountain bikers. I had to push my bike a little bit up there, but it also has the beautiful waterfalls. Will you take us on your second hike and tell us the difference and maybe the experience that you had on that one as well?
So you mentioned the horse or the equestrian trails, and I think it's important also to note that not all trails are for equestrian or horseback riding, but all equestrian trails are available to regular hikers. And that was certainly the case with the Chestnut Knob Trail, which was the second trail that we did, which I did this past weekend. And they lay it out pretty plainly in the directions and the instructions on the trail. The first half mile is super strenuous. But don't be afraid about that, because you are climbing up stairs, you're climbing up roots, you're climbing up a hillside, and it is strenuous. But once you clear that first half mile, it's just a regular kind of moderate hike after that. And you wind your way up along a ridge to a, quote, point of interest, as it says on the map, which is the Chestnut Knob Overlook. So that one way up is 2.7 miles. And then on the way back down, it's another 2.7. So technically, in total, it's 5.4, I guess. Is that right? But it's a great trail, and with beautiful, beautiful views of the surrounding park and the mountains and the towns and territory.
Hey, give us a lay of the land of the day. How long does it take you to do that 5.4 mile hike? How hard was it? We learned about the high shoals having a little bit of a strenuousness to it if you're doing the entire thing. And I know you may take a picnic, or you may have gone swimming and all of that sort of thing. You may not have been pushing yourself, but just for our listeners out there to have an idea of what they need to invest in a day, what did that day look like for you time-wise?
Well, we did have a time deadline. There was an ice cream place nearby outside of the park that was closing at 8 o'clock, so we had to make sure to be there before then. We rolled in at 7:55 and they still served us, so that was kind of our deadline. But we got up on, we started the trail probably, let's see, left Charlotte around 2:30, took an hour and a little bit to get up there, so 3:45, let's say. So from 3:45 to probably 7:30, we were hiking. And of course, a lot of the time we were, or not a lot of the time, but part of the time we were resting on the overlook and just enjoying the scenery and enjoying the beauty. So we might have spent 30 minutes up there, you know, after investing, what is that, 45, 50 in, 30 minutes, 45, 50 out, probably more, about an hour in, an hour out, just because some of the trail is strenuous. But you do spend more time going in on that trail than you do coming out, because coming out is downhill. It's not a steep downhill, it's gradual, but you do spend more time probably going up.
What did your muscles think the next day after all of that hiking?
Surprisingly, they felt all right. I did have, I think, one cramp the night after, and I don't know if that's a reflection on the ice cream I ate or the hiking that I haven't been doing, but surprisingly, I think it's been good. My body hadn't been hurting too much from it.
All right, if you're just joining us, let us reset. This is the Carolina Outdoors. We come in each week and have four different segments of enticement for you to get out into our Carolina outdoors and enjoy it as you may see fit. We're talking about South Mountain State Park, which is located in Conley Springs, North Carolina. This is Burke County, convenient to the Charlotte area in that it is between Shelby and Morganton, North Carolina, just to our west, about an hour and a half or so to get to this particular state park. It gives you something different than our other close-in state parks have, whether it be Lake Norman State Park up on Lake Norman, or Mora Mountain State Park to our east, as well as Crowder's Mountain State Park just to our west of the Charlotte area. This one is a little bit further, and it's an hour and a half drive, but it is the introduction to the Appalachians, if you will. This is really the beginning of the South Mountains and Blue Ridge Mountains, which is the knocking at the doorstep to the mountains that reach beyond it. I'm Bill Barty, and Christopher S. Lawing is right here telling us about this hike as you go in to the gateway, such as into the South Mountain State Park. I do want to do a bit of a shout out because we oftentimes talk about ice cream on hikes like this, whether it's Crowder's Mountain. We give our friends in Gastonia and Tony's Ice Cream a nod because there's nothing that wraps up a great trip like a scoop of ice cream or something like that. I have a feeling, and I may be going out on a limb, but it's one of my favorite places to go on that trip. If you went to Glenda's out at Redbone Willie's to enjoy that ice cream, I want our listeners, and we are not paid pitchmen for that, but they have great little apple cakes and most especially ice cream, food. They have all kinds of stuff in that place, but they're at the crossroads. Is that where you went?
No, actually, because they close at 6 o'clock. Ah. So Knob Creek Creamery and Orchards, which is just down the road about a mile or two, is where we went because they close at 8 o'clock. Redbone Willie's is at the intersection of Highway 18 and Highway 27, but they sure do have quite a menu, as does Knob Creek.
Hey, there's two, one for you, one for me, and both for all of our listeners, depending on how you're traveling through there. Hey, listen, camping is available, so if you want to book a campsite or a facility, I'm not sure if they're doing facilities, but I think they're allowing camping, overnight camping. That is, the reservation line at South Mountain State Park is 877-722-6762. You don't oftentimes hear phone numbers read out on the radio waves anymore, but that is for camping reservations, 877-722-6762. Or you can just contact Christopher Lawing or Bill Barty over at Jesse Brown's. We promise that we'll get you there. Christopher, thank you for that hiking report. You make me ready to go.
Thanks. It's great to be here. Great to be here.
We're going to take a quick break and come back with more of the Carolina Outdoors